3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Monday, September 23rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to give a shout out to thank Captain Jeff up in Cedarville and Downstate Kim basically giving me the information. I did not know this. Fauci retired December 31st of 2022. He was National Institute of Health and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. This was the acronyms NIH and NIAID. After Joe Biden took office, Fauci began serving as one of the lead members for the White House on the China virus response team and as Biden's chief medical advisor. He stepped down on December 31st of 2022. So Fauci's already gone. Okay, got it. Thank you very much. Let's see. Jeff says, former director of National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, chief medical officer, stepped down to be presidential advisor December 31st of 2022. Biden's chief medical officer. He also served as an advisor to every president since Reagan. What a con man. Him and Bill Gates, with all their patents on these vaccines, multi-gazillionaire now because of it. Russell in Millersburg makes a great point. Trump should have Kennedy on the campaign trail to let people know he's not running anymore, if that's possible. I think that's a great idea. I'd have Kennedy with me at every rally going forward. Absolutely. Jeff says, con man. Exactly. Jen in Livingston wants the good versus evil video. Actually, that's not what it is, but I understand why you sent that to me. It's the Democrats that are saying that Donald Trump is divisive. He is dividing the country. This video gives scripture, Luke 12, 51 through 56, and this gentleman quotes the scripture and explains it in a very clear and commonsensical way. Absolutely, he is. Donald Trump is divisive. I agree with the Democrats 100%. He is. So was Jesus. Jesus took on the Jewish leaders at the time. They denied the fact that he was the Messiah because they did not want to lose their power structure. The amount of money they were getting to be Pharisees and part of the Sanhedrin. They didn't want to admit that he was the Son of God. That the miracles he performed, well, they were tricks, circus-type tricks, sleight of hands, accusing people, well, he didn't really do that. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, well, nobody knows that for sure. Lazarus was dead before he went in to the cave and was covered with a big rock covering the entrance to the cave, laying his body to rest. No, No, you don't know for sure he was dead. We're not even sure who it was that came out of there. I mean, you guys are a bunch of idiots. When he made blind people see using mud with his own spit, picked up dirt, spit in it, and put mud on a blind guy's eye and healed his sight. No, he didn't do that. That was a parlor game. That was a circus trick. Whatever. People that are Jewish today still don't believe it. Well, I'm sorry, can't help you. And the thing of it is, people, you have to understand, you're not going to change their votes. They're voting for Harris. They're voting for evil. It's that simple. You're not going to change their votes. All you're going to do is say, I absolutely agree with you. Donald Trump is divisive. He's dividing the country. Absolutely. When you say that to them, their mouths fall open. But watch this 5-minute video to see exactly why he is divisive. Why he's exactly like Jesus was the time he was fighting with the Jewish leaders. I will never forget that Jew's face in Boyne City. He saw my crucifix, which I wear everywhere. I don't know why every pastor and preacher, minister, Catholic priest does not wear a crucifix on everything they wear. But he saw my cross and he's like, you're Christian, huh? Well, I'm Jewish. And I looked right at him and said, my rabbi walks on water. Should have seen his face. He had nothing to say. My Jewish rabbi, his entire disciples, everything that started his following, his leadership, the changes he wanted to make on this planet, was with Jews. And you guys didn't want to accept it. It's okay. You have your Jewish faith. I get it. Just like Democrats, I understand your agenda. I understand who actually your loyalties, your values, your principles, who you worship. I get it. When I see a Harris Wall sign, I actually say a short little prayer for that family. God, have them please see the light. Get rid of Satan. Tell Satan to get out of your house, to get out of your life, to understand the only way you're going to make it to heaven is through Jesus Christ. And if you don't believe that, God help you. I can't do anything for you. You want to continue to live your life the way you want to live your life, I respect that. You want to believe what you want to believe, that's fine. Again, I just ask a very simple question. When you die and you're wrong, where are you going? If I'm wrong and I die, then it doesn't matter, does it? Because there is no heaven. If I'm wrong, because I believe there is a heaven, I do believe my spirit will go and live in eternity with God our Father in heaven. When the rapture comes, when I die, whatever happens first, guess what? I know where I'm going because I have been forgiven of all my sins. And Lord God knows there has been a ton of them. But guess what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If I'm right, I'm right and I know what's going to happen. If I'm wrong, then it doesn't matter. If you're wrong, where are you going? That's a very simple question to ask people. And ask the people that have the Harris Wall signs up. Not going to change their minds, but you got to understand you're dealing with good and evil. And this video lays it out so perfectly. And gives people something to think about. Yes, has he been chosen by God to be reelected again on November 5th? We're going to find out. With the cheating that's going on, with the ballot drop boxing stuffing that's going to happen, the algorithms in the machines, all of that, I get it. But when it comes down to it, folks, if the people who haven't voted, and I'm going to give you a really short example of exactly this. Amish people in Pennsylvania. Do you know that there's over 90,000 adults in Pennsylvania that are Amish? Guess what? They've been showing up at Donald Trump rallies. You know an Amish person when you see them. They're plain clothes that they put together by hand. They're bowl haircuts. They literally put a soup bowl on the kids' heads or the husband's heads and cut their hair using a bowl. You've seen their hats. You know what they look like. Guess what? They're attending Trump rallies in town, taking their buggies to town to attend a Trump rally. You know what Trump and the Republicans are doing in Pennsylvania? Registering them to vote. And even explaining to them that they can vote absentee ballot and turn in their absentee ballot by mail or by hand. They don't have to go to the polling place on election day. Wouldn't it be amazing if the Amish people en masse got out to vote for Donald Trump in Pennsylvania and he wins Pennsylvania because of it? A class of people that have never participated in the political process probably ever in their lives. Look at the polling numbers, what's happening in the black communities. More and more of them are voting for Donald Trump. This video that I'm sending out is a black man. Latinas that are voting for Trump. Women, the number of women increasing voting for Trump. Too big to rig. It's going to come out to turnout, come down to, I should say, turnout. And new classes of people that have never voted before. You Christians sitting in the pews in the churches on Sunday, register to vote and vote. You gun guys that are baiting your deer piles after bow season, getting ready for rifle season, 10 days later, November 15th to November 30th. If you're not registered, register to vote and vote. Homeschoolers. I have a story pulled up for the last segment real quick. Homeschoolers, get involved. Register and vote. Everybody, register and vote. I don't care who you're voting for, just vote. But if you want to see this video, you want to share this video, text me V and I'll send it to you. Homeschoolers in Michigan, final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today. Under Michigan law, knowing how many children are homeschooled in the state is almost impossible. After the China virus pandemic and with school safety a constant concern, homeschooling remains an option for families. Yet Michigan's homeschooling reporting policies may mean some children are not accounted for educationally. Michigan has voluntary reporting regulations, meaning parents and legal guardians are not required to tell the state if they are homeschooling their children or grandchildren. Michigan is one of 11 states with little to no regulation of homeschooling, according to the U.S. Career Institute based in Colorado. Don Watruba, the executive director of the Michigan Association of School Boards, said the estimated number of students in a given grade is based on birth records. Generally, we know the private school enrollment numbers in private schools. We have traditional public schools. We know charter school numbers. But yet there are still kids who are unaccounted for. Well, if they're not going to a charter school, they're not going to a private Christian school, they're not going to a public school, what are they doing? He doesn't know. They're being homeschooled. But Trubel said there's an assumption that homeschooling makes up a large portion of unaccounted children, since the alternative is that the kids aren't in any school at all that is currently counted. Other variables also contribute to the number of unaccounted children, such as families moving to other states. Other factors include students switching out of public or private schools or parents deciding not to report their homeschooling activity. The state keeps information on families that do report their homeschooling in a centralized database that is not available to the public. Kevin Walters, supervisor of grants, contracts, and school support for the Michigan Department of Education, said a public database could potentially endanger homeschool students because they then would be identified by their addresses, which would expose a child's private information to the public. Private database is accessible only to the department and intermediate and public schools that provide homeschool services, such as special education, if required. But bottom line, they don't know. I had a woman and a husband pushing a large baby carriage on Saturday at Frisky's Farm Market. Young couple, not one, not two, but three babies. One was an infant, probably 2-3 months old. Then it looked like a 2-year-old, possibly, then a 3.5-4-year-old. Pushing this big buggy. I looked at him and I said, God bless you guys. And oh, by the way, Mom, you're going straight to heaven. You're a saint. And they laughed. And the little voice said, say something else as they're walking away. So I did. I said, homeschool your kids. The wife stopped in her tracks from pushing the baby buggy. She turned around and looked at me. And she goes, you know, it's funny you say that. It's something I've been thinking about as I looked at the 4-year-old. And I said, do it. Research it. Find a curriculum that you support and homeschool those babies. Don't let the public schools get their hands on your kids. She walked on, looked at the other exhibits. A couple of hours later, they're getting ready to leave. I saw them over on the zip line with the 4-year-old. I saw Dad and the 4-year-old trying to throw apples at the targets with the slingshots. They were going to leave. They were parked over in the field by where the vendors were, the tables, the tents were set up. She walked back by me and she said, thank you. I said, thank you? She said, thank you for confirming what I had been thinking. She asked me about a few different curriculums. I told her what I knew about online computer curriculums available to homeschool your kids. She wrote them down. She took notes. She's going to Google it. She's going to search it. But she looked at me and she said, thank you, sir. I said, you're welcome. I'm convinced that young mother is going to homeschool those three babies. Good for you. Will it take time away from her being able to make money to help her husband pay the bills? Absolutely. Does she have parents, grandparents to those babies that might be able to help? I don't know. But until changes are made in these school boards and in these public schools, and they start teaching the kids the right things to prepare them for a good life going forward, Christian schools or homeschools, charter schools, whatever you can do, but get them out of these communist indoctrination, woke agenda centers known as public schools. That's my position. And I know you retired school teachers hate me talking about it. Too bad, so sad. When kids in northern Michigan average 960 out of 1600 on an SAT, where they're basically getting D's for school aptitude testing for college, shame on you. You support a failing system. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put...